Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
All right. I was not, I thought that this was going to be a dead issue now, this whole Mike and Stacy friendship and my part of the whole thing. I was not planning on talking about this morning. But I guess I brought it up in passing, so
you brought it up
there must have been some part of me that wanted to talk about it.
In the past 5 minutes, you've become so deflated. Now I feel bad for
you. I know. I feel bad pushing you to talk about it if it's going to be upsetting.
Because, you had so much more energy 5 minutes ago. Now I feel like, aw.
So... it's just so freaking complicated.
It's really not.
It is.
It is?
It is complicated. And I'm reluctant to put Stacy on to talk about it because we're not at peace with it. And I know it will end up with an argument on the radio. And I'm not prepared to do that. I don't want to.
I've been
really defensive the last couple of days also because within emails and messages, people have been beating up my wife. And I hate that more than anything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm a little... touchy about talking about it also. And I see what you guys see also. I told you yesterday, at the end of the day, I got to trust my wife, you know?
And last night, I was out at an appearance and listeners were talking about it. And I said to them, what I say now is that we've heard Bert talk about it. And, there is, we normally, or at least I wouldn't normally push you into talking about it today because Stacy has been on the radio to talk about her side. But, the only reason we're pushing is because you mentioned that there was that she found out we were talking about it and she had a reaction to it. And we were just curious about the reaction so that at least Stacy's side gets represented. Even though you did your best the other day to do that, we haven't talked to her.
Right.
But
just
I'm
to sort of
what her reaction was.
For those of you that have no idea what we're talking about, like the short version of this whole thing is that Stacy, my wife, has become very friendly with a guy that we work with. I would say it's an intimate friendship now. I'd say they're second-tier best friends. In the beginning of this relationship, they tried to bring me in on it, but my theory is that if you have a friend of the opposite sex, she's going to come into the relationship with the couple, not mm-hmm. just one-on-one, or he is going to come into the relationship. I'm not explaining that real well.
It's before or after. Before you get into relationships, Katie, my girlfriend Katie and I, anybody that we were friends with before our relationship stays friends. It's fine. Guys, girls, lesbians, straight, whatever, doesn't matter because if anything was going to happen, it would have. But a lot of couples, if you're new and you have new friends that come in, then as a couple, as a unit, a two-person unit, you're friends with them, not just one or the other usually.
Okay, so that's how I felt about things. Like mm-hmm. I would never, ever have a girlfriend that wasn't friends with both Stacy and I.
And if this were a girlfriend for Stacy, it'd be no problem, but it's a guy.
Yeah, I don't know. It wouldn't be a problem at all, mm-hmm. but it's a guy. What else am I missing in just sort of the history of it?
Their friendship has been over a year now,
mm-hmm.
and then it bothered you in the beginning, but she said that the friendship was important to her,
mm-hmm.
and that you've been uncomfortable with it pretty much the whole time, and that you sat down and talked to him about it.
That's why we started talking about it again. Because all of this, I mean, the tension in our relationship about this whole thing mm-hmm. happened a year ago. Mm-hmm. Last summer is really when it peaked. So now we're talking about things that were sort of buried. But now as we've been talking about it more the last couple of days, I've realized that I'm still fired up about it, man. And I'm not at peace with it, right?
Well, and like Jen said, we talked about it on air because... you had, had a few drinks over the weekend and you were hanging out with him and you mentioned something to him and, it took a few minutes and everything was cool.
And let me just define this guy again for you guys, because I don't want you guys to think like I know dudes like this that lurk and lurk and lurk and lurk.
Mm-hmm.
And when the opportunity arises, they pounce. I really believe in my heart this guy is not like that. He's a genuinely good dude. He has become like a brother to us, and I really don't think his intention is bad at all. I don't. So this is really less about him than it is me and Stacy, right? So I've been talking about it for 2 days, and Stacy's out of town right now. She's with the kids out at the beach. And, you know, the first day we talked about it, she asked me what was going on. You know, what's going on? What's going on back home? Anything going on at the show? And I didn't say anything about it. Last night she brought it up again. So tell me what's going on. What's happening? And she specifically said, anything on the show? And I kind of felt like, okay, maybe somebody texted her and said, he's been talking about Mike. Maybe you want to ask him what's going on the show. So I said, yeah, I've been talking about your relationship with Mike for the last couple of days here. And I said, we got a lot of mileage out of that. And it just sort of opened the floodgates up again.
It did.
Well, and I'm guessing that you had it in a good place and you were feeling secure until all of the emails and the Facebook messages and the conversation and whenever, and people going, Bert, wake up.
And and there have been tons of them. And again, I want to say that you guys have been beating up my wife, and I understand why you're doing that. You're trying to protect me from situations that you've been in. Mm-hmm. And if you've been cheated on, that feeling, I understand. I get it. I read the emails, never goes away. So really what you're trying to do is protect me. And the underlying theme in all the emails has been, if you feel this badly about it, then your wife should respect the relationship enough to say to this dude, no mas. That's it. Sorry. My feeling is, go ahead, continue to have the relationship, but you got to tone it down a bit. It's just probably my angle on it right now. So we started talking about it, and this is really what she said to me. This is what I heard her say last night, that she has had male friends her entire life that has been a very large part of her life. When she was going out with guys or without guys, she relates to guys.
She's the kind of girl that had guy friends more so than girlfriends.
I don't know if it's more so. I just think that it's pretty even. Mm-hmm. It's pretty even. And when she and I got married, I think she tried to establish some relationships with guys along the way, and she felt bad that I did feel so badly about it, so she gave that part up of her personality. There's a second part of this that I'll try to staple in together. So when Stacy went through all the therapy that she went through for the drug addiction, she realized that she's lost a lot of herself, that the person that she really is, she sacrificed a lot over the years. And this was one part of it, that she has guy friends. And because I didn't dig that, she wasn't starting these relationships anymore. So when she got off the drugs and went through the therapy, she realized that this was a big part of her relationship. Mike comes along at that time. Same thing happens. She starts to form a friendship. I start to put my foot down about it, but now she feels like, okay, this is part of me, and old Stacy wouldn't have done that, but now I'm putting my foot down, and this is just an important part of my personality. Mm-hmm. So that's it for her on her side, and it still isn't right for me. Mm-hmm. It's still not right. Like, I can hear the words coming out of her mouth, but still at the end of the day... Mm-hmm.
I think everybody can understand how you're feeling.
I don't even know that I'm relaying it right, because I just feel like I'm protecting so many people, and I feel like I'm protecting my wife also. And it's become a very private matter that I started talking about a couple of days ago, not knowing that I still felt this way about it. Mm-hmm. And here I am talking about it again just to sort of give it closure. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's something I thought about yesterday as I was sort of like mulling over these conversations in my mind. Like, what kind of guy is he? If after you have had a conversation with him that you're not comfortable, he still continues to be friends with her. Because to me, that's a guy being disrespectful to another guy. You know what I mean?
Well, there's something a little bit deeper there, because
like a man respect. Like if you tell a man to back off of a friendship with your wife.
I didn't say that, though.
Or whatever it is, that you're uncomfortable with it, and he still continues that, to me, that's disrespecting you.
But don't they work
man
together?
Man to man.
We all work together, but Stacy pretty much runs Bert's Big Adventure, the charity that we have that takes kids down to Disney World that have chronic and terminal illnesses. She pretty much runs that, and he's become the Bert's Big Adventure website guy, and they're doing some outside work also. They're very tight, and they work really, really well together professionally.
There's a lot of people that design websites.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of people that do that really well.
What are you saying?
That she doesn't have to work with him.
No, I mean,
if it meant that much to you.
I'm not saying don't continue your professional relationship. And I haven't said this to her yet. don't even stop the personal relationship. I'm just saying tone it down, I think is what I'm saying.
Well,
I don't think this guy has to be out of our lives. He really is he's become a brother to us. But their relationship to me, still not sitting right. Now it sits right. Like the relationship is fine, but the initial part of I'm going to keep this relationship because it's important to me and I'm so sorry that you're having a tough time with it, now that's bothering me.
I don't think it'd be okay if it was reversed. I really don't.
I don't know. She says it would. I have to take my wife at her word on that.
That's true.
Yeah, I two thoughts, and we can talk about it after. We could talk to some listeners, but one is I wanted the definition of tone it down because I want to know what it is that needs to be toned down. And then the second thing is, you know, I could see where I because let's go on the side of, you know, Stacey saying that you need to trust me. You know, let's defend her for a second. And my thing is, well, I do understand trust. I'm not the greatest girlfriend, but I'm a much better girlfriend than I used to be when it comes to trust. And, you know, and I trust my girlfriend to, you know, be out with whoever for however long, whatever. As long as I'm number one when it comes to her attention, I'm number one when it comes to her compliments, I'm number one when it comes, you know, it's okay to compliment everybody else, but I'm the alpha female, I'm the alpha person in her life, and everybody else falls underneath that, you know, and as, you know, and I guess maybe that's what you're not feeling, is that you're not the alpha male when it comes to, or I don't know, I'm just trying to define.
No, I think we
something.
Sort of switch off on different topics when it comes to, like, I mean, there are times where I put my foot down also, you know, but this one's so big.
I don't mean in general, I mean, I'm saying in this situation.
See, it's not an alpha thing to me. It's like not. It's just the opposite of controlling, really.
Okay.
It's just for me. It's just not appropriate, or it hasn't. I don't know where. I don't know where I sit the whole damn thing.
Oh, I'm so. I feel like we made it worse.
I just hope we're not talking about it so much that people are like, "Shut up about it already."
If all of a sudden all of us except Bert, you know, are no longer on the Bert show, and it's the Bert and Stacey show, then you know we talked a little too much about it.
Hey, Selma. Good morning. You're on the Bert show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Okay. How are you?
Good. Good. I just wanted to let you know I'm kind of going through the same situation. My boyfriend is talking to this girl, and I'm completely so uncomfortable about the situation. And he refuses to stop talking to her. And I'm actually getting to the point where I feel like that if their relationship is friendship is more important than my friendship with him, or relationship is not really worth fighting for it. And I completely know where you're coming from, and I think that your wife should respect the fact that you don't feel comfortable with their relationship, and she should step away from that guy.
Yeah, and again, I want to say this. I mean, some of this conversation is retro. Like, I trust this relationship now. I really do. I don't think they're going to screw around. I don't think his intentions are bad. Like, I like when he's around. I like hanging out. What I'm struggling with now is the decision that was made months and months and months ago that the friendship was okay.
Mm-hmm. What does tone it down mean, if you don't mind me asking? You don't have to answer the question.
Well, I did ask her yesterday. I'm like, how much do you share with this guy about our personal life? Like, does he know about arguments that we have? And she said they've never gone there. That's not his role. She's got one girlfriend in town here that she sort of tells everything to, and that's it. She doesn't even tell her family about what's going on in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Maria, good morning. You're on The Bert Show.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. The only thing is that it's your marriage, and you just don't bring other people into your marriage. And it's great that he's such a good friend, and he's, you know, he was just cool, and now he's like a brother. You don't want it to get to be even more. And, you know, there are some things that, you know, yeah, you have to put your foot down on. And I mean, I understand that's a part of her, but a lot of things are part of a lot of people that just aren't appropriate when it comes to a marriage.
Thank you.
And not to add fuel to the fire. But I'm just bringing
up. But you're about to add fuel to the fire.
Well, no, I'm just bringing up a scenario. Jen, your grandmother, Dee Dee, how old is she?
In her 80s.
And my mother's 81. What do you think that Dee Dee and Millie Pete would say into this situation?
I mean, but come on, life has changed so much. I mean, and Stacey and I don't have these traditional 1930 roles.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of relationship don't
work
for us.
But Dee Dee and Millie Pete are not necessarily traditional, you know, mousy women from the 1950s. I'm just saying that if you ask an older person about the key, you know, about what she just said, bringing somebody else to the marriage and bringing the scenario up to them, I'm curious what they would say, and why would our advice be any different than theirs? Because I do think there's wisdom in people who you know, just everything is black and white.
I also, there's a part of me also that never wants to be the controlling husband. Like, I've seen these guys a million different times, you know?
You're
They're calling their wives
every
single day and making sure that they're, I never wanted to be that guy.
You're not that guy. I don't think a request like this makes you that guy either. Like, if you requested that she not be friends with him anymore, I don't think that makes you a controlling husband. I think that makes you exposed in your feelings that you're not comfortable with it. I don't think that makes you controlling at all. If that's really what you want, if that's really what makes you confident and more secure in your marriage, then ask for it.
But I just trust her in it. That's the thing.
But it's going to be a constant source of fighting.
I'm sorry.
Say again.
I just think it's going to be a constant source of fighting. Feelings are already buried. It's been a year. And see, the feelings are still coming up a year later. Next year, the feelings are still going to come up. Tomorrow, the feelings are still going to come up. So it's a constant source of fighting.
Hey, Cynthia. Good morning. You'll be the last call. Then we'll move on. What's up?
Hey, Bert. I'd like to say that I love your show in the morning. And it helps my drive in to the city.
Thank you.
I also have male friends, and I have a current boyfriend, too, but from the very beginning, like when I'm speaking to my male friends, I put them on speaker, and they actually communicate with me and my boyfriend. I grew up with a brother, and it is easier for me to relate to males, so I understand where Stacy is coming from.
But you initially had these guys friends when you got into the relationship, correct?
I did, but I also have new guy friends also that were in our relationship now also, yeah. Uh-huh. I have guy friends at work.
And has your husband ever felt threatened by any of them?
It's not my husband. It's my boyfriend, and absolutely has not, because we've always been together with it.
Yeah, and again, they invited me into this relationship early on, and I was the one that said I don't want any part of it. And I think it's important also to add this, too. Like, when we come on the air and we share these stories with you guys, what we don't do, like, if you listen to the show for just a couple of days, you must be like, this guy is in such a jacked-up relationship. Well, the good stories don't print on the radio.
Yes.
You know, like, if I tell you about this great weekend that I had with my wife in the mountains and everything was fantastic and we drank wine all night, that doesn't make for good radio.
Right.
So for every story you hear, be it from me or from Jen or from Melissa or from Wendy, about there's the conflict in our relationship, just remember this, man. There are 10 great things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care about that.
Nobody cares about good news.
Right, or there wouldn't be reality TV, man.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk to your own friends, you're talking about the drama in your life.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. What if you guys were taping that reality TV show right now?
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd probably be giving up 50%.
Here, Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.